I'm Carol Gould. I'm from The Well. I guess most people here know me, but some don't. And I joined The Well in 1987, and Tina was the first person I ever sent email to, because I read somewhere in some conference that she was talking about her horse, Nancy. And I am somebody who's interested in horses, and I thought, oh, I have something in common with this person, I'll email her. And so I sent her a message, and she responded, and very soon thereafter, I went to the first Well party that was happening after I joined, which I guess was about 2 weeks later. And Tina was there, and I engaged her in conversation, and I found her not to be as warm as I hoped, being a stranger, you know, to The Well. And I guess I was kind of afraid of her too. I mean, I saw her mostly at the Well parties, which back in those days were held every month at the then Well office. And Tina was what I guess I would call a guy's woman. She used to hang out with the guys. She wasn't really like somebody who related to women she related more to men than to women. And I'm a real girly girl. And so I just found myself kind of keeping my distance from her. And so we kind of evolved. Let me think straight. I guess my relationship with her was mostly of acquaintance, because we went to these Well parties every month. I mean, in those early years, they were every month. And I think she and I probably went to every one. And so she was always there, and I was always there, but we never really got to be pals. And then, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago, I encountered her in some of the more intimate spaces on the Well, and I really began to see who she really was behind that kind of prickly facade. And I really was very admirable of her and her love for her daughters, who I actually met when they were like 12 and 10 or whatever, and her love for Eric, which was just, you know, bigger than the sky. I mean, I never knew anybody who had such passion and devotion to their partner as she had for him. And I realized that she had kind of changed from the person that I thought I knew when I first met her. And like, I guess Tiffany said it, I think it had a lot to do with being with Eric, who's a very sweet, soft, accessible person. And I think being with him brought out that part of her. And so, and then when she was diagnosed with her illness and she would speak about it on the Well, I was just amazed at the fierceness with which she just took it by the horns and wrestled with it and didn't let it floor her or bring her down. I mean, I'm sure she had some sad and scary moments in the privacy off the Well, but she also had this really brave, passionate side and introspective side that I just didn't really know was there until I got to know her in that sense. So I guess it was what it was, but I feel kind of sad that I wasn't more intimately acquainted with her, because she espouses the same belief that I do, which is to live authentically. And I also want to say, I just want to acknowledge the people here who are fighting a chronic or life-threatening illness, because I know that there are some. And we're going to all have to face this someday, and it's just, the older we get, it's getting more and more apparent, and I feel lucky that I had Tina as a role model. If and when I have to go through it the way that she did, or whatever way it is. Anyway, that's it. Thanks.
I'm Carolyn Peck. I now go by Lynn. And Tina was never one to switch my name. She met me as Carolyn, and her kids know me as Carolyn, and so that's who I am. Eric greeted me with, "I think you've known her the longest." And I'm glad to know that Beverly knew her before I did. I met her at Dan Mini School in Vallejo, and she'd been teaching for a while, and I'd been teaching a few years, but not certainly long enough, and I was one of those, let's go in and teach and turn around and leave and go have a good time afterwards. And Tina sort of, I guess, I don't know, took me under her wing. We became friends, and I grew a tremendous amount by knowing her in teaching and in who I am. We still had a lot of fun. I remember one time, we used to ride, she lived in Napa, and we used to ride back and forth together, carpools, and it, you know, we had those conversations about school and so forth, but we talked about a lot of other things. And at one time, both of us were ready to leave teaching. We've had enough. We didn't want to do this anymore. We were going to go out and find something else to do. So my father was an FBI agent. And if you can imagine, Tina and I went down to the Vallejo satellite FBI office. And we walked into this basement office and talked to the gentleman there. And we carried on a very good conversation about what it would be like to be an FBI agent. And of course, we walked out and immediately became hysterical. For Tina, it was a whole different reason that I didn't really know about, but for me, it was like, there's no way I'm going to follow in my father's footsteps. For Tina, I'm sure it was a whole nother realm that I am, you know, beginning to know about. The other thing that struck me here in listening to all of you, you've known each other, you've known Tina more intimately in the last 10 or 15 years than I have. We were very close. Her daughter babysat for my kids. We rode horses together. We did a lot of things. And then we transferred schools. And in that process, you get so involved in the workplace where you are in your own lives that we sort of drifted apart. And I regret that. We made contact several times in the last few years. And I remember meeting her at the last great big huge teacher gathering at the beginning of the year. And you know, she came up to me and sought me out. One of those, as Eric says, I'd like to go around the room and hug everybody I know. And I wish that I'd been able to give back to her a little bit in the last part of her life. But I know that for Tina, the moment that she was in was where she wanted to be. And she came into my life at a critical time in my life, made me the teacher that I was, became. And I thank her for that. And I'm glad that she has all of you well people and other people in her life. And I thank Eric and Tiffany and Sabra for pulling this together. And